over to our media that's here on the call and open it up for questions. And again, congratulations on joining the Saints.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey,
Kurt.
Go ahead and lead off the question. Joel?
Sorry, this is Josh. I cut JD off. Go ahead, JD.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kurt, why were the Saints your choice? Say it again.
Why were the Saints your choice?
Oh, sorry. I think for a number of reasons. I think knowing them, knowing the organization, having friends and teammates play for them, and is currently playing for them, I think all those are a number of reasons, but I thought one of the most important factors was when I met with the Saints and Sean, he gave me a great vision for how he saw me fitting within this team, within the defense, and playing alongside of several guys that I've played with or that I know through the Ohio State connection. I mean, it's fun, it's exciting, it's intriguing for me. But then when you couple that with the fact of this team is literally knocking on the doorstep of a Super Bowl last year, and I think, had one play gone one way, their way, they could have been in that same position. So I'm excited. I think this team is right there, right where they want to be. And it was the same similar feeling of 3 years ago when I had just signed with the Panthers. This team has what it takes. They have all the intangibles. They have a great coaching staff, a great organization, a great fan base. And for me, it's just about me plugging in, doing what I do best, which is being able to be a playmaker, be a leader within this team, within the organization, and within this community, and just playing football.
Kurt, what was the vision that the Saints outlined for you?
Well, I don't want to get into it. I'll let Sean, and everyone else really diagnose and accept that. But really, like I said, just allowing me and putting me in position to make the play. I mean, I was very successful when I'm able to get eyes on the quarterback, move me around in multiple positions, and being able to just impact the game in a lot of different ways. And I think that's, how he sees me and my skill set. But obviously, fitting within this defense, I've been a great cover safety, but also, playing in different types of coverages and, quarters, halves, in the post, moving me around, I think, allows me to keep the quarterback kind of on his toes and allows me to play at the best of my ability.
Hey, Kurt, good morning. You mentioned the Ohio State pipeline and also some of your former teammates in Carolina now here. How many of them reached out to you before you signed with the Saints, or did you pick their brains?
Well, I picked a couple guys' brains, but, I talked to AJ, Roman Harper, who has been a tremendous friend, teammate of mine, family friend, of ours, I think was one of the biggest resources that I could lean on because, he's been in that atmosphere for so many years. He understands the dynamics. He understood that actually the defensive scheme with Dennis Allen. So I think that played a big role because, I favor his advice a lot because, like I said, he's been through it all. He understands the game and the defensive scheme. And I think the thing that he saw was that, if Sean used me correctly with Dennis Allen, I think this could be a great, great fit because I do a lot of different things for a team. And it's not just playing on Sundays. I think it's Monday to Saturday. It's nurturing and growing. And we have a young defensive secondary. And I'm excited to work with those guys.
What do you expect it to be like first game against Panthers?
What do I expect the game to be?
I mean, when you go to, facing the Panthers again after playing with them.
Well, I think there's no bitter feeling. Obviously, this was totally unexpected with how things worked out, but I'm a man of faith, and God's plan is always greater than my own. And I think this is the path that he chose for me, and I'm excited about it. I think he's opened up a lot of doors. And like I said, I feel very good about where this team is headed. And it's always an intense rivalry. I don't care who I'm playing. It doesn't matter if it's a former team or if it's a team that I get to see once every 4 years. Anytime I line up against another team, it's full go. But the game will be extra special just because it will be a former team. But to me, it's about winning and laying it all out for my team.
Kurt, how difficult was it just to deal with the sprained MCL and everything last year?
It was tough. I think for me that was like my first major injury, you know, throughout my career. I've been very blessed where I haven't had anything that's really helped me out more than the game. So for me to sit out 4 weeks, you know, then get back acclimated, and then you kind of have to work through a lot of the pain and, you know, and working through those things with the knee brace, and it was different. But I think, you know, through every adversity, you find a little more strength about yourself, and for this, was no different. You know, coming back in, I think my first game back was against Tampa Bay. You know, and it was actually a pretty solid game. I had a fumble recovery, you know, several tackles. But then you got to work through the scar tissue and all that stuff. So it was fun in the sense that I got to learn a lot more about myself going through a different type of injury. But I've been very blessed. I haven't had any surgeries that have helped me out. So that this is a new thing. My knee feels great. So you know, I was told that I had the knees of an 18-year-old. So if only I could play for about 25 more years, you know, and I can hang around with Drew, we'll be all right.
Kurt, you talked a little bit about the young pieces in the secondary. Just from watching from afar last year, what could you tell about some of these young guys, like, you know, Marshawn, Ken, or Vaughn, and Marcus?
Well, I know Vaughn personally, so the great thing is I know some of these guys. And then obviously when you add in Marcus, who's a tremendous, tremendous safety. I think he's a very up and coming young, rangy safety, and I'm excited and eager to work with him and just kind of pick his brain, see where he's at. You know, I've heard nothing but great things about him, and same with Marshawn. I mean, the talent level of these guys is they're just scratching the surface of what they're going to be able to do in this league. And I just want to help be a catalyst, you know, help be a earpiece to them to kind of bounce ideas off of, show them what works, maybe what doesn't work, and I just want to help elevate their game to the next level.
Does anybody have anything else for Kurt?
Kurt, just real quick, I mean, what was it like? I mean, obviously when guys, you know, become free agents, a lot of times they get to, you know, go visit the city and, you know, see the facilities. What was it like, you know, going through your pursuit, just doing it at the combine?
It was, I'll tell you this, if you're a man that's looking for a job, the combine is where you need to go. It was a new experience, but I think it was actually fun. I welcomed it with open arms, just meeting different coaches, GMs, staff members. I mean, there's so many people there that are there for various different reasons. And then I was there, you know, I was able to run into several former coaches and, you know, just people that I hadn't seen in a while. So it was a fun free agency process. I felt like I was the only free agent on the market at the time, so it was different. But I think I had a chance to come down to New Orleans. And, you know, this was the first time I got to go down there that was other than a game. So I want to take in the culture. I want to enjoy the fans, see what it's like, see the city, really get a feel for it, and really immerse myself into the New Orleans culture.
And then Kurt, was it, I know you met with the Bengals. Were there any other teams you'd met with besides the
Saints? Yeah, I'd met with the Bengals, the Giants, you know, and those were the three top-tier teams that I was considering, you know, talked with Washington, you know, and there were several teams out there that, you know, that were interested in me, but none more than, you know, New Orleans and those other teams. But really when it all came down to it, you know, for me, my family, my career, and everything that entails for what this team is able to do and going to do in the future, you know, this was no doubt the best fit for me.
All right, well, that sounds like it's about it. Kurt, we